Light that shit up and just talk about it. Light that shit up and just talk about it. Light that shit up and just talk about it.
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 Light that shit up and just talk about it. Hey yo, I grew up with a writer bit. Yeah, that's where the sire bit. Crazy when it's hot in the hood, but ain't no fire.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, really, it's just lady, what gentleman? welcome back to the Smoking Words Podcast. It's your boy, RB King, a.k.a. Mr. Spliffendor, a.k.a. Tony Spark. You know, I gotta get two of them. Rocking with the Smoking Words Podcast, powered by Sirens NYC. Shouts to Matt Classic, Classic Films. Shouts to Chopperazzi. Shouts to my boy, Cream VP. You know, we out here. Shouts to Punchline Punch. You know, we in the building. And we sipping on that Sammy Whammy today. Had to bring it back to the basics. This was one of my first flavors. So, you know what I mean? We're going to pull up. And as I pull up, let me introduce you to two very good friends that I have on the couch today. One goes by Crash. The other one goes by Mel.
Hey guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Yeah. I'm gonna say big energy for Crash.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know what I mean? Let the people know who you are, what you do, what you guys got going on. What's up?
Well, what do I do? I work. I go home. Let's see. I go out to eat sometimes, hang out with a few friends, hang out with my girlfriend. Other than that, that's pretty much it. I live a pretty much basic life. Yeah.
Nice. That's my rock, y'all. I'm Crash. I do a little bit of fitness motivation because I'm not in the best shape, but I want to be. So that's the goal.
Nice.
I do a little bit of finding ways to make money because we in New York, you can't have one job. You gotta have multiple streams in this city. And I'm also gonna be a future podcast host and I sell tea. So holla at me.
What kind of tea do you sell?
Organic tea. And I will be dropping marijuana line.
Yeah?
And it's gonna be called Flight. But the tea is gonna be T-E-A at the end. So look out for that this summer, guys.
Okay. All right,
so me and Crash go back, right? And at one point, I had to, you know what I mean, sidestep Crash because you remember that company you used to work for?
Oh, my God, World Ventures. I could say it. I think they changed their name now anyway.
Yo.
hold up.
Crash is pulling up on me like, yo, I got this opportunity.
Hold up.
All you got to do is come to the meeting. I'm like,
that's it.
As soon as I heard.
I know, marketing.
But in my defense, I was like 19. My energy has always been big energy.
Big.
I'm Sagittarius.
I always
see myself as a millionaire, but how I'm getting there, that's the hard part, but it's okay because I'm figuring it out.
That's it.
So, yes.
But because we friends, I took the meeting.
With the laptop, you know, say hi to
Show
his
me
mom,
all of that
everything,
shit.
You know. And we chilled a little bit after all and
big
just,
facts.
You know.
And then after all of that was done, I let her get her spell out. I was just like, yo. That ass.
No, this is low fat.
I done did this shit like 3 times. It's not going nowhere. Oh, you know what I mean? We can smoke this blunt though.
Right. You know what? Let's roll up, bro.
Yeah, you know I mean.
Right.
But today is actually a first. Today I have my first couple on the couch.
Ooh.
So, you know what I mean? That's what's up. That's what's up. How y'all like the
that's
drink?
That's crazy.
Though? How y'all like the drink? How y'all like the drink?
I mean, I don't taste any liquor yet.
Mm. Oh, I do.
Me.
I don't know about her, but I do. First thing I
it?
Said it was wow.
You taste it? I don't taste
Hell
it.
Yeah.
What you taste?
A little nervous. I'm going to sip slow.
Tastes like brown.
That's what you do. Shouts to sip slow and sip slow too.
I know they're not
Make
paying
Make sure
us.
You always sip slow. So, as we get this show on the road.
Yes, sir.
We're going to dig into something called the lighter box, okay?
Ooh, so
this is my box of assorted lighters, all premium, because they all have special designs. You know what I mean? You take one out, you will use it for the duration of the show, and you will put it back.
once the show wraps up.
That's okay. That part. That's,
so close your eyes, look away.
I don't like this.
See what you could possibly come up with.
Okay. Try and get a good one.
Let's see what's going on. What's that? What's that?
Oh, this is
Mad
cute.
Rainbow energy. All right.
This looks like lesbians.
And then she think that's so gay.
Is that the
two girls kissing?
The Gemini.
That's the Gemini. Two girls kissing. You know what?
There's two lesbian girls. It's perfect.
Gemini
it's
season. Look at it, though.
Oh, I really
it's
don't
twins,
know.
And twins do kiss in the stomach, so yes.
There you go. Guys did
it boom, okay. In your face. Yeah. Nah, this like is this the same kiss. One you got. I got two something else.
Huh? Oh, you got the same one? Mm. Oh, you got the little...
I got leaves.
Look like cotton candy.
Why well, this nigga weak over here? I don't know what's going on.
What he says?
This nigga
what did he
try-
say?
I know what he said. We ignoring that shit. Anywho, now that we got our lighters, we can spark up.
Oh, my favorite part.
What okay. Y'all smoking?
Typical, you know, some platinum.
Some platinum?
Mm-hmm.
Regular, sometimes mellow, you just gotta...
You just gotta keep calm, mellow, keep, mellow out.
Sometimes you just gotta...
Oh, no, that's taking it too far.
Yo. I swear to God, somebody was smoking greens next to me today.
You're lying.
I was leaving work.
Where do they sell it?
I was leaving work.
That's the real question.
All right,
I'll be looking for it sometime.
I work in the city. You know what I mean? I'm leaving work...
In the city? That's probably
I just see...
You know how
I mean, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover, but, you know, he looked dusty, okay? So he... All I see is this big Dutch. This big Dutch.
Full of greens.
And, you know what I mean? Obviously, it got some weed in it because it's not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's rolled like it got some butt in it. He pulls up right next to me and takes the biggest pull I ever seen anybody take. And I'm just like,
whew. Smell like a cigarette.
I ain't smell that in a minute.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's
I bet you he enjoyed it.
Bullshit. Yeah, he looked older. He okay, looked like right. There was a lot going on that day.
She was going through some
more
shit.
More power to you if that's what you're doing out in these streets, but that shit smell nasty.
But you know, greens is okay if you find the right kind of greens.
What do you mean?
You know?
Yo, sometimes why do we keep you gotta... having this conversation?
What is the right kind of
greens? Okay, so sorry, babe, I didn't mean to cut you off. But there's like this type of, I don't know if this man made this up, but he called it fool's gold weed, and it was greens, but it looked like sour. No cap, there was like one or two seeds when I bought, when I received the pack.
It was a donation. We don't do transactions over here.
No cash transactions were made.
Nothing at all.
However, it did smoke really good, but it gave you a headache.
Hate those.
That's how you know it was green.
Right.
It's the headache.
I mean, this was years ago.
An excruciating feeling of hunger.
Come on, we were young.
I hate it.
Listen,
I didn't know where to get Zaza.
I'll say it a million times. I started smoking. It wasn't even like it was Zaza. It was regular block work. It was just that it was of a better quality than fucking greens.
Everybody started smoking like sour or back in the day, platinum.
Apparently, everybody started smoking greens.
But
I never like greens. Like, when I first started, it was greens. I was smoking covered
greens, but I got introduced to sour when I started going to Harlem. Shout outs to Harlem.
Uptown. Oh, yo, look, back in the day, if we talking back in the day, like
09, back in the day. 09,
yes. 2010, 2011.
Way before.
You know what I mean? Okay. Niggas. I'm talking about Wash Heights, Harlem had the sour.
That's all hard on
them. Yo, the Bronx even had it at one point.
Yeah, that's
I remember I smoked some of the strongest weed from the Bronx one time, some piff.
From the Bronx?
Yeah, yes. I smoked some sour.
Back in the day, I'm just like, what the fuck is Brooklyn doing?
Nah. Jesus.
But now you go out there, it's dirt.
Sorry.
What y'all been coming across amongst, you know what I mean, your own time?
I came across some purple Urkel the other day.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
It was amazing. I probably finished a half in like 3 days.
You finished a half in 3 days?
Well, I smoke a lot. I work from home.
It happens. It happens. You know what I mean?
It's a horrible habit we developed in 2020.
I can't even call it post-COVID because it's like we still in COVID. We still at home, but we still go outside. So during that whole time, it's just like,
it's like fuck not it. A punishment no more. But
look,
you
gotta jump on
10.
This Zoom call. Give me a phone. Say, goddamn.
I was actually with you when
I
you did that.
So bad.
Yeah.
Might have coworkers who tune in.
Y'all be together, so y'all basically smoking the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you be venturing off and like...
I mean, yeah, we have our own people that we venture to.
Oh, yeah?
We share people, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Support different people.
Yeah.
So, y'all basically be smoking the same shit. Unless y'all be, like, veering off into, like...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because you know what it is? Being, like, a couple that smokes... You know, when you roll up.
A couple of like, that blaze together stays together.
Stays together. I mean, it brings you together after the, you know,
after the communications
and stuff. But it's like you get tired of getting from the same people. And at one point, we only had one connection.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, oh, man, we was like hitting up all our friends. And it was during COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was during COVID.
And that whole working for my
I discovered
thing.
That I lived around the block from an amazing connect. And it was just like, she made an amazing connect. And it's like, you just along the way you meet people. And I like to have, so if I go back to the neighborhood, you know who to call, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right, because not every blood man is call. Reliable. Like we, you know.
My plug. All right, so, you know what I mean? Right now, I'm smoking on some Italian ice.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Get you some.
That's what the kids are calling Zaza, right?
I guess you can call this the Zaza pack, technically. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Smoking a Zaza, straight to the Mata. You know what I mean? Stop busting the cha cha.
Nah.
Let's get into some Reggie news. You know what the Reggie news is?
No, enlighten me.
All right, so just like we spoke about Reggie before, greens is basic bullshit. You know what I mean? Regular news that's going on in the world. All right, so I gotta do it because I have failed to do it in previous episodes. So
let's do it today.
You got the right one.
Rest in peace, DMX.
I'm not.
Rest in peace, Black Rob.
Oats.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yo,
especially
it's real out here. Rest in peace to Humpty, man.
What?
Shock G, boy.
That just happened?
Yeah.
Wait, the dude that sent dude to Humpty, huh?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He just passed.
Damn, I'm that old?
Wow.
He just passed. So, you know what I mean? Prayers go out to all of their families.
Right.
You know what I mean? Rest in peace. This all happened in the course of a month.
Yeah.
Jesus, word.
Losing I mean, a lot of legends.
Tripping
over DMX
real hard.
Real hard.
Yeah,
and,
that one hurts.
And they just had his memorial service this past Saturday. You know what I mean? That was cool. I wasn't able to make it out there because they said that they wasn't really, you know what I mean, letting the public really get that close type shit.
Right.
So, but still, niggas was outside. You know what I mean?
Big outside.
You know what I mean? For DMX. And, you know, I don't want to argue with people from Yonkers no more. They had the fucking memorial service in Brooklyn. Get over it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
Period. Our borough's bigger.
Kanye actually raised $1 million for DMX family with this Balenciaga shirt he came out with.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was really nice.
It goes hard.
I think that was nice.
I wonder how much he kept. Because it's Balenciaga, like,
and it's Kanye.
I mean, come on,
and it's so Kanye.
Probably
he probably gave, yeah.
Mm.
You know, that's nice, though.
But, yeah.
It's better than nothing.
I didn't talk about it before, but Derek Chauvin has been convicted.
Guilty as charged. Very happy about that.
That should be nice.
That's nice.
The fact that we gotta like celebrate that, because that should just be the standard.
That should just be the fucking standard.
For real.
We shouldn't like, have to celebrate.
This should be a new thing now.
Nah, it's crazy. Real shit. It's real shit. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, if any other black person is in that position, they going under the jail the next day.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Sure.
This was drawn out way too long. This shit happened a year ago. On camera.
The whole nation.
On fucking camera.
You know, all the evidence of the world.
Yeah.
As you know, the fight doesn't stop here. We got to keep going. Right. We got to keep, you know what I mean, fighting for justice, fighting for equality, because during this motherfucker's trial, Dante Wright, amongst other people, were shot and killed. How do y'all feel about that? That footage of the girl with the knife, Lakiya.
Do we have to talk about this?
Well, I'll be honest.
I'm just asking your opinion on it since we're on this topic.
It's a little traumatizing.
We're all adults here.
So I really did not watch the video. I didn't even watch the George Floyd video, honestly. Just hearing people speak about it was enough for me. And I felt like if I watch it, I would either cry or just think about it too much. And I'm an overthinker, so I don't really watch. Anytime I see it, I probably scroll real fast. I turn my phone. I don't watch those videos.
And I did watch it next to her with the sound on, and she told me to turn my phone off.
Yeah, because I can't. It's like messed up. And like we said, it's supposed to be a standard. And this is the reality that we're in, you know, that we have to go through all of this. So when it happens to one person, you can still feel connected to it. So.
Okay. So Makaya, that's her name. How I feel about Makaya, right? I felt like her dad, I heard that was her dad, should have been a father instead of her friend in that moment, because I saw two different videos and I don't know if they were altered, but it like looked like she was about to fall with the knife. Not stab the girl.
That's what it looked like to you?
To me. But like I just said, I saw two different videos from two different angles, and both angles looked completely different. So I don't know what that police officer saw. I don't know what he saw. That made him shoot 4 to 5 times, I believe it was. But, however, I do feel like police need to be trained on shooting to disarm or disable instead of...
They're not trained to do that.
No.
They're trained to take
not
us
even
the fuck
warning
out.
Shots because...
They're trained to take us...
Yeah, no, right. I know that. Shots. That's why I just said, you know, they're trained to shoot to kill. Yes.
The cop who shot Dante Wright, what the fuck? She was saying, taser?
No,
pull out the fucking the gun.
Nope. I don't even want to talk about that one because...
You know what I personally feel like? I feel like there's people in the world who want to know what it feels like to kill someone. And their best bet is being a cop. So it's like, yo, I have an excuse. And if you're black, I'm of another race. Because I hate the whole narrative of white. There's a whole bunch of other races who indulge in racism. So
talk about it.
I feel like if... you're of another race, it's easier for you to feel like, yeah, I could just kill a black person and I'll come up with whatever and try to, you know, get through it. It's easier. It's senseless.
When they teach you that. I took a class at St. John's University that...
Shouts to St. John's.
Shouts to SJU. Woo! All right, sorry. The class, it was a criminal justice class, of course. Shout outs to CPU. CPS, sorry. There's value on each of our lives based off of our race. So, like, there's laws that were written at the beginning of the law that they still haven't changed that says a black person's life is not of the same value as someone who identifies as white. red, or yellow. That's crazy to me.
I mean, it plays out. So it's not like, you know, you're just pulling it out your ass. Like, it shows.
Sorry, I just wanted to say. And when I say colors, that's because there are a whole lot of ethnicities under those colors. So, or brown people as well, because they just gave y'all that. Y'all were under black before, but we're not going to talk about that. I'm going to bring it right back real quick. But, yeah, so that's what I meant by the colors, if anybody was confused, because a lot of people don't. A lot of people weren't taught how to identify as not a color. So, like, when people say they're black and Spanish, it's like, what? Okay. Like, all right, cool. But, you know.
Yeah. I feel you. Shit. That went over a lot of y'all heads. It's all right. Smoke the blunt and think about it. Yeah, it's a Smoking Words podcast. It's okay.
I'm telling you. You know what I mean? I just got more deep because of this.
But with that, we want to promote change. Right. And one thing that is changing is Minnesota's warrant process. You know what I mean? The fatal police shooting of Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center has spurred a second new attempt by Minnesota lawmakers to avoid the kind of confrontation that led to his death during a traffic stop earlier this month. Mm-hmm. With just weeks left in the 2021 session, lawmakers are proposing a change in how misdemeanor warrants are handled, in a bid to lessen the need for police to arrest those who miss court appearances for certain lower-level crimes. Mm-hmm. Okay? So they basically want to change that into kind of like a summons process. Mm-hmm. You got a warrant out, all right, we're going to pull up, here's your summons, you don't do that, then, you know what I mean? I guess they coming for you after that, but at the same time, it's just like, how long does this stretch? Mm-hmm. Although this bill may not solve all the specific issues relating to police brutality, this bill could have prevented Dante Wright's death, said the rep. All right, I see. It would require judges to issue sign and release warrants instead of arrest warrants for certain offenses. Yeah. Summons.
Yeah, pretty much.
Summons. Okay. I don't understand why that wasn't a case before for lower level offenses, but
Then he get pulled over.
Yeah. He got pulled over, called his mom.
He ran his name.
Oh yeah, he had a warrant, right?
Oh, okay.
And he had the wrong address. Like he didn't
even
know
his own phone. Mm-hmm. Shit crazy.
Did you know what the warrant was for?
It was some bullshit, a low level crime.
Low level, he was supposed to go see the judge.
You know what I mean? That's it. That's all it was. And the nigga lost his life because of that. More of the story. If you got a court date, go to court, or else these niggas is gonna kill you. Like, I don't understand. Like,
what? I don't.
Jesus Christ, man. Come on.
What
come
I
on.
Say there? I don't wanna hurt people.
I mean, you should go to your court dates.
Like, I mean, honestly,
you should definitely go to your court.
That's why I asked, like, what's the warrant out for?
You not showing up does not mean that shit gets thrown out automatically. Like, you know what I mean? Yo, go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Can we just try not to get court dates?
I mean,
that too.
That's
you black people in America, it's hard not to get court dates.
Looking to give them to you.
What do you mean by that?
Niggas gave us a court date for a fucking
roach.
Oh my God. When?
I don't even, listen, first of all, how many years ago was this? Yo, y'all can't see him, but he's talking a lot today.
I'm sorry.
Just say that.
You made me forget what I'm about to
say. Listen, before we move on, let me tell y'all this story.
Come sit on the couch.
Let me tell y'all this story real quick, all right? We had a routine. This routine always worked. I'm a firm believer if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Nothing wrong with it.
We go in the backyard every time to blaze, chill, reminisce about the fucking days we used to be in elementary school, because our grade school was right back there,
right.
About how we used to play wrestling and shit.
Okay.
Chill vibes. It's safe. It's safe.
Everyone's safe.
This nigga goes,
yo, it's a nice night. You know what I mean? Let's, you know what I mean? Let's go. You know what I mean? Let's walk around. Da, 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 da.
So that's the story.
Mind you, this is like, what, 2011?
Oh, so you were breaking the law.
That's what I was trying to get to. I was trying to get to that.
It's not 2021, April 1st, where weed is legal in New York.
That's why I asked
Can I
questions.
Just say...
It's 2011 in May.
Can I just say...
In May.
We... I'm like... After I done argue with this nigga for about like 15 minutes, we go outside. Walking around outside, chilling, da-da-da-da-da.
Alright,
my you know what I mean? My barriers are coming down, my guard is being let down a little bit. Alright, I'm a little comfortable. Chilling.
Not on the streets.
Black van.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter.
These motherfuckers back up.
Can I ask you a question?
I think I told this story last season. It was a little cut.
Yeah,
it was a little cut. In
what neighborhood?
What neighborhood?
This is Brownsville.
Oh.
It's a little cut. It's a little cut into the grass. It's a little cut into the grass. I could have.
In my neighborhood. I'm about to say something real quick. Because I was going to say, I was about up the block from, I think, where you used to be at in Brownsville.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned up in one way because I was high. Yes. And the police were on foot, and they pulled me over. Don't ask me how. Don't ask me why I didn't drive away. But I was a very young,
y'all on foot.
Naive child, and I just didn't want to, I don't know. I just felt like I didn't want to accidentally hit him, or just something crazy happened.
Right, because they be doing some dickheaded shit. Yeah.
Like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I'm a person that crazy shit just happens to, so it's like, all right, you know, just pull it. It was, you know, it was an ashtray. I thought I was good.
Well, I will say that the neighborhood does have something to do with why you guys felt harassed. Because I've done what you've done a dozen times.
Trust me, I know that. I know that. Which
and
is why I wanted to stay in a fucking backyard.
Catch me red-handed and it's like, go home. So, yeah, you know, like, so I'm just, you know, just want to let you guys know.
My mother always told me, always be a leader, not a follower.
There's a kicker to the story.
I waited for it.
He went to his court date.
Oh.
He ain't.
I didn't. And 2 years later, that warrant came to bite me.
Oh, y'all, all right.
You said, I'm sorry.
So, more of the story.
I'm making it worse, right?
Please. If you have one, go to your court dates.
Please.
Because I went and my shit was thrown the fuck out.
Easy peasy.
Damn.
Bye, too. It just, you know, shows credibility.
Loud news.
Yeah, loud news.
This company will pay you $42,000 a year to smoke weed.
Mm.
It's a real job. You'll have to work, but it does have its perks.
Sounds skeptical.
That's what the subtitle is.
Sounds sketch.
All right.
Feel like, you know, yeah.
They try to kill us.
All right, so boom. As the industry expands and legalization spreads to more and more states in the U.S., jobs in the industry are likely to become more plentiful. That includes jobs like this one from vape.com. Make sure you check out vape.com. The company is looking to hire a full-time remote vaporizer tester.
Remote.
You ain't even got to leave your crib.
Considering what? Now, like,
vaporizer
what?
Tester offering $42,000 a year and 3 weeks of vacation. There's also a $250 a month expense account to procure products and to put the vaporizers being reviewed.
They gotta give me 4 weeks.
You'll also be getting a lot of vaporizers. So they giving you mad vapes, 42 racks a year, 3 weeks of vacation, and an extra $250 in a special account for product expenses.
Nice.
Vape.com.
The founder. The founder's name is Christian Sculthorpe.
All right.
He says, I need someone who is confident to take over reviews, someone who knows the difference between a volcano and a Christmas story.
Ooh.
What the fuck is a Christmas?
You know what? Yeah, it's probably the taste.
And who understands what each customer is looking for.
Yeah, that's definitely me.
The company says the expense account can be used on cannabis, but if you don't live in a state where it's legal, you can still apply.
Oh, wow.
Don't say that.
It's legal.
Because they could mail it to us, guys.
You can use the expense account to get something else to put in the vaporizer. A representative tells Thrillist that they'll be taking applications through the end of April. So you've got a little time to put everything together and throw your hat in the smoke ring. Vape.com.
Remote work.
Vape.com. If you're trying to smoke some weed for some money. Mm. And get 3 weeks of vacation.
Right.
You know what I mean? I like that.
42 a year.
I like that.
What was the $250 little sign-up bonus?
That's a special account per month. They give you $250 in an account every month to just spend like smoking products.
Oh, wow. Wonder if I
can, Vape.com, guys.
Vape.com.
Did you take the dough?
I might.
Would y'all
see,
do that?
See, with that remote work, I might.
That, if I don't got to go to no office.
Yo, what? I'm literally being
like,
paid
Vape.com,
to,
y'all listening
to be in
to
the house smoking.
Like, are they listening but to like, this free promo right now? They should just hire us to
they
look for that.
What I want
to
know is.
They probably hire us, the three of us right now. Like, Vape.com people.
I have a college degree, okay?
Like, yeah, you're going to have to bump that
fool you.
You know what I mean? We got to get it popping.
You heard me?
But,
New York.
That's a good job to have. That's a
for
good
real,
job.
You
to
can
have.
Do that.
I mean, have remote. As long as it's fully remote and I'm not required to come into any office.
No meetings and that crazy stuff.
Yeah. we good.
Unless all right. Go to the meetings.
Listen.
Well, you probably do got to go high because you got to tell them
hell
how
yeah.
to
do right. So,
Vape.
You know,
like
come to the office.
He just said he wants you to know the
vape.
Difference.
Hey, yo, vape, nigga. I be smoking.
No,
the
it's
Zot.
Christian.
Yo, Christian. Yeah.
Yeah, Christian.
Listen, vape and Christian. Y'all represent the same thing.
Christian,
we
what's
be getting
up,
it popping. All right. But speaking of getting it popping,
get more government funding.
There's some people who are definitely not getting it popping.
Who's that?
Let me ask you a question.
Hard ring.
Have you ever been somewhere where, you smoking, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and somebody, does not ask for an ashtray, they don't look for an ashtray, they don't try to gather up things to maybe possibly create
a
makeshift ashtray. Makeshift.
I've cut off people. Cut people off and stuff like that.
And instead of doing any of those things, the ash on the floor.
Oh, that's all about upbringing,
ash
guys.
Ash on the table.
Honestly.
That's upbringing.
Yeah, that's all about upbringing.
Ash
because,
on,
you know, come on.
On the top of the...
One time somebody ashed on the top of my fucking... One of my punches before. I almost lost my fucking butt. I'm like, listen.
You almost took your butt.
We gotta draw the line somewhere.
Listen to me.
All of you out there.
Learn
you see
something.
You see these? These beautiful things right here? They're called rolling trays. Okay?
Word.
Not... ashtrays, okay?
Awesome.
You supposed to roll the finest ganja on this shit. The finest chiba, the finest za. You going desecrate
yes.
that with fucking ash? And then you going to roll up on this shit again?
It makes you not even want to smoke with the
person. Who raised you?
He took his glass off.
I understand the frustration.
Yo, listen. Motherfuckers can live their life how they want to live their life. When my ashtray, when my roller tray is around, don't do that shit. I'll fuck, that shit make my skin crawl.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna hold you.
It's weird. It's
I'm not gonna hold you. And, you know what I mean? Just to spread it out, I don't understand why you would do that to yourself. Because a lot of people who I've seen do that, I know they're not smoking no bullshit. So it's just like, why are you rolling this
like
fine
that?
Weed and then ashing it on the same tray that you roll your fine weed? You
then
might
like,
as well be rolling in this shit.
then be like, funny. Yo, just ash in a corner. No, like, where's your ashtray?
You don't got a cup.
And that's
like,
just one right. ash. That's
everyone
just
has a something. Cup. Arizona bottle.
On
like,
the way back from the kitchen, put it on now. And then we good.
That's only one. That's one main extreme for me. But in general, you need to find a decent plate of ash.
Absolutely.
And that's what leads to our next weeder kit. Ash responsibly.
Period.
Please.
Extremely important.
It's so simple.
Please.
Oh, you forgot one other disrespectful ass thing.
Okay. When people, ass or ash?
Ash.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Ash. One disrespectful ash thing.
Okay.
When people get in your goddamn car and ash in your back seat. What? Whoa. Open the window.
Well, y'all know, out here doing that? That's how I get down?
Or you know when you got the cup holder in the
They ash in the cup holder. I mean, I've seen people do that, and I always think like, all right, they probably gonna clean this shit after they used to this shit.
No,
you know what I mean?
Like that's
shit, if they ashing in that shit is like an ashtray. That
here's
shit
my
is,
thing.
Your cup holder is
no,
an ashtray.
I'm not talking about the car owner. I'm talking about visitors or friends.
Oh, just random? All right, so you're the car owner. You're the car owner.
Okay, so remember
and
earlier
you don't do that shit. But they jump in your car and then just automatically think that's okay.
Of course I don't do that shit. I have an ash grabber. And I pass it around with the spliff if you smoke in my car.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Like, me personally, I smoke in my car. But if I don't know you, you not smoking in my car. Because I'd be damned if you ash in my car. Like, and people be in the backseat all cozy, just pop. No, hell no. Uh-uh. So you could want to smoke all you want. You have to wait till you get out of my car to do that. These people are disrespectful. They won't put the window down. That's one. They won't ask, like, hey, you got an ashtray or anything like that? They just back there getting
that's
high.
That's wild disrespectful. That's wild disrespectful.
I never forget that.
That's wild disrespectful.
It was my first time.
I've never seen that
never
personally.
Seen that.
Because,
I've seen people
like,
do that.
You know what I mean?
That's why I say I cut people off for that shit.
Mm-mm. I've seen people do that at people's house, and I'm just like, I wonder what's going on with your house, you know?
So can I ask you guys something?
Go ahead.
You mentioned people that ash before, right?
I'm getting cotton mouth like a bitch.
I know. You guys see me? I'm trying to stay hydrated. I'm trying to get sponsored and such. Okay. I had this friend.
Go ahead.
That it would be times like she was about to clean her crib and we smoking. And she was like, oh, you can just ash on the floor.
That I understand, because I do that too.
That's a slippery slope.
No. If you're in the act of sweeping, all of this shit off the floor.
Yeah, like, that's what I would say.
In which case, and then the person gives you permission.
She did clean it after.
Yeah.
Like, because she was like, oh, I'm about to sweep and mop and all that anyway. So, yeah.
But you can still use the ashtray.
Yeah,
why cause more mess?
I'm saying, I just wanted to see how people felt about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's wild. I hope you guys are not doing that.
Yeah, do your thing.
You know what I mean?
Nobody
do that.
People have definitely rolled up on the show before.
Jeez.
But
I'm gonna turn this way when I'm.
So you don't fuck with that at all.
What? Which
like
one?
You know what I mean? If somebody is like sweeping over ash on the floor.
Because I'm not just asking, where's your ashtray? Like, why?
Nah,
like, that's
she's
just
Caribbean.
Animalistic. Like, what the hell? I'm like, so I'm just. You're like, what's this?
Going to the like,
what? Yeah, like, what?
Who raised you?
Yeah. You know what? I didn't think I needed to talk about ashing on your clothes, but I've definitely seen a motherfucker do some shit like this.
I don't believe that. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Can
you see my knee?
Can you see my knee
in the camera?
Intentionally?
Yeah. I've seen a nigga ash on his knee. I've seen that before.
I'm mad.
After a couple of ones.
Yo.
No way. That sometimes when I'm smoking and I get really high, like, you know, and it's like the ash is getting so long, but it's like this pulling so
hard. Oh, my God.
Yes. And it's like, don't fall.
Right there.
No.
OD.
I be in the ash.
She be like, dang, just put it down.
That really be your fault though, because you're supposed to bend ash that shit.
Nah, thank you. You know, there's absolutely no reason you have a long
life. No need for slander, the two of you.
I like to play Ash Olympics too.
No, it's not even that.
Olympics.
It's not
like,
I'm really time out. No.
Unbelievable.
Whoa. Not that. I was not there. This was just legit, like, okay, you know sometimes when you're smoking and you ash and it knocks the cherry out, so you gotta relight it? Yeah. So it's like, for me, like, the ash is kind of important for a little while, but don't OD. And just make sure you ash it before you pass it. Like, that's her problem.
That's another thing. Ash before you pass.
Look, she actually, it's because of her. I probably
how
do
dare
that
you out here not
she
ash
passes
before
it to me
you
with,
pass
you know,
it.
A little half of where you're supposed to ash. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's not that bad. So now I'm like, I got big lungs, so you know, I take she's like dragon lungs. I'm like, yeah, you know, and it's like now so you gotta make it.
Yeah. I'm gonna take you back to episode one. What's worse? Somebody who don't ash before they pass, or somebody who pass you the blunt and the tip is soggy.
Soggy tip.
Yeah. Oh my god. Jeez. Oh, I could take that. Yeah.
And the only reason I say soggy tip is because I did have to learn how not to wet the blunt.
Jeez.
That made me learn how to roll out.
One of those.
And yeah, that was one of my. Yeah, I was like, you know, I gotta start rolling my own shit because this is ridiculous.
This is
like what?
I thought you were talking about the home story.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about when I first started rolling up. Not you.
Oh yeah. Have you ever had to, like, you know what I mean, correct somebody when it came to them ashing somewhere?
Yes.
How did that go?
Oh, very straight and direct.
I told you.
Hey, there's an ashtray. That's it. That's
it. Just let you know there's an ashtray.
Yeah, there's an ashtray, you know.
Just throw that out there.
And, like, I make my home very welcoming. Like, you know that I smoke when you come to my house because there's an ashtray in my living room.
Yeah.
I got an ashtray in my bathroom. If you
know, she's dramatic.
Smoke in the bathroom.
Dramatic.
But, you know, it's just a look. You know, I just believe in doing that.
I don't know where, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I've tried and I'm like, when I'm done.
Like I said, that LV pulling real good. You can come to the bathroom with me. And then I'll just sit there and chill, you know. Nobody's home, you know.
I gotta focus and then come back.
I mean,
when I'm on it?
Yeah.
No.
You sitting on the toilet.
I have an ashtray.
The only way you smoke it in the bathroom is you sit on the toilet. Like, you can't really.
No,
like,
but you can smoke in the bathroom or not.
I've done that. You gotta actually be in the... No, that's hard.
Sorry.
I mean, if it's like a hot box and you sit anywhere, then yeah, you can ash anywhere. But if you...
Oh, yeah, but
if you're
like
in
on
there
the
smoking,
toilet,
sitting on the toilet...
You need to have an ashtray
ash in the sink.
Okay.
You ash in the sink.
Right, but everybody's sink is not near the toilet. Some Crown Heights apartments, you know.
How you can sit
in the bathroom.
You can sit in the toilet and ash in the toilet at the same time?
No, that's why you got an ashtray.
Oh, yeah. Keep an ashtray in your bathroom.
See that hot
that's
box
another,
thing?
Listen, just ash responsibly everywhere in your house. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be ashing on the kitchen counter. You shouldn't be ashing
like
on the
there
floor.
Should be some
you shouldn't be ashing on top of the refrigerator. You shouldn't be ashing on top of the refrigerator. We keep food in there.
This is an important message.
And if you swing the door too fast, it goes
right in your face. Whoever does that stuff, put that in there on that. Yeah. Who does that? Which one of you do that?
Right. Yeah. Because
once you, especially if you got black.
In a sense where ashes get on your clothes, you pluck and blow.
Pluck and blow.
You do not smear.
Right. That's so high school. And you are too old to be smearing on yourself.
Niggas be like, oh my bad.
Like, bro.
God damn it.
You must not like those pants.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean? So moral of this story, ash
responsibly.
Please. Find an ashtray. Ask for an ashtray.
Oh, no.
Make a fucking ashtray. Okay? They gotta have some type of cups in their crib. Napkins.
Is a mug.
A little piece of aluminum foil.
Preferably. You know what I mean? And it's easy to wash. Don't be nasty. Just rinse it all out.
Don't be nasty.
Yes, clean your ashtray.
That's it.
Clean them up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, empty that shit. Niggas know you got clips.
It's okay.
If
you
want to say
people out here stealing clips, you want to get your clips stolen?
Oh, see? Oh, we about to. Oh, my.
But,
You know what I mean? I'm glad that we spoke about having ashtrays in the bathroom, because that's also where you can hot box.
That's good enough.
So speaking of the hot box, ladies, you know what the hot box is?
Dun, 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 dun. It's like truth or dare, right?
No. It's basically a box full of hot topic weed questions. So
let me go first. She's going.
I mean, you gonna pick it?
Oh, it's one for both of us, right?
No.
Oh. So we were a unit.
Yeah, since she picked it, you can read it.
Okay.
It's on the cover. It's on the other side.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh.
What does it say?
Ooh. What's the most potent weed you've ever smoked? Mm.
The most potent. And then what happened?
Okay.
You laughing because you seem like you already know.
No, it was nothing crazy. I'm
laughing at myself.
This is when I went to Cali. It's called Mac.
Mac 10?
Mac 1?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Shouts to Mac 1. That's your fire.
And I had like that in California. Afterwards. And I'm not sure if it was that or the edibles, but I was so effing high. I was high as fuck. I didn't want to eat. I only wanted water. That was it. I was high, so nothing crazy happened. I just felt really slumped and out of it. Like, for the first day, I was like, damn, I just want to lay down.
And Mac 1 did that to you.
Yeah. That was a strong
highly recommend it.
Highly, highly recommend it.
I don't even remember the name.
Crash. You don't remember the name of the one that had you slumped? What happened?
It was also in California back in 2019.
All right.
So I was the driver for our trip.
Oh, Jesus. This already sounds funny. Go ahead.
I'm about to tell y'all a crazy story. So we're driving, you know, I think, I don't know if it was going to In-N-Out Burger or Roscoe's. Shout outs to Ellen. But, you know, okay, I'm from New York. When you hear the sirens, you just get out of the way. So we heard sirens, and I was so high because we just all copped, and my friend came. So it was four of us, four smokers. We all were rolling up, and we were in a car, and we were hotboxing in California, just wilding out because that's illegal in California.
Yeah,
it's a hotbox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Smoking Cali weed.
So, oh, fuck, where are they, guys? Oh, my God, I'm so high. I'm so high. Oh, my God, I'm scared. Okay, calm down, okay? I opened the window. I know that cloud of smoke hit him.
Yeah.
And he asked me.
Oh, shit.
Like, I know it hit his face.
Were you drinking? Nigga.
That'll fuck up your high right there.
We were all so confused. Weed just, like,
mad weed just killed your face. You asking me, am I drinking?
I'm not going to lie. We did have some. He said, were you drinking?
No. Oh, sorry. That's not the first one. What was it?
No, but that was the question. I'm just skipping.
That wasn't the first thing he asked. You got to
elaborate.
So we drove past him. So apparently in California, once their sirens go on, everybody must stop. In New York, you get out their way. They don't care if you cut them off. Just get out their way. So she got out their way, but it wasn't good enough. So he's like,
pull me over.
We're like, he asked for her driver's license, and he see New York. He's like, no, I need the California one. She's like, well, I'm from New York. And he's like, well, we're like, you guys are here, and you guys are, like, drinking your drink. And, like, and we're all in the car, like, drinking your drink?
Smoking that
spit. What the? Joe, what?
No lie. There was a drinking spliff, a drink. Like, in
smoking
the,
a smoke.
Yes. There was a big-ass spliff, like,
but what I think
ashtray,
is he,
like,
was a rookie, and I think in that moment he was, like, going through in a very intense moment. So, like, I don't think he analyzed the situation, really, because I'm like, there's no way. I know you smell it.
I felt like I was in a movie, you guys.
So, after a while, he was just like, you know, you guys just need to be careful because there's, like, dangerous things going on out here. I'm like, okay. And he let us go. And we was, like, really shook for a minute. We pulled over and was like, all right, we need to relax. We stop smoking for a bit because that was,
and then
what the fuck,
I just
drinking?
Remember falling asleep when they were getting seafood. And then I woke up at the B&B, and that was my night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, and I was driving, and I kept on exiting the highway.
Every time I
back
woke
on the
up,
highway.
Right, I saw that same thing.
And they I'm like,
smacked.
Guys, please help me.
They were smacked.
This is all in the same day. So imagine this is your experience. You're high now, and every time you wake up, you see the same little bridge on the highway.
Just, It was a lot.
And I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
It was a lot going on. And I was the only one up, but I'm high and I'm in California. I know New York exits, like,
and
you know?
It was confusing.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why do I keep hopping?
You know
back
when you're on a highway and you pass one of those overhead, underhead, and the GPS thinks you went down there all of a sudden, like, motherfucker, why, how did I do that? Like, I was just on this one, you know, and it kept doing that.
It was an experience.
It's just high as fuck.
So basically, you gotta know where the fuck you going.
Yeah.
GPS all day. Shout out to Google.
Right. If you're too high, just pull over.
Y'all can pay me.
If you're too high, just pull over, man.
You're either gonna drive too slow or keep doing the same thing.
And if you never like smoke Cali weed, you're not a real smoker. Period.
Oh, you. You know what? Hey, I definitely don't smoke Cali weed. I can say that's a fact.
I just feel like at this point,
I ain't been
in
Cali. But I've smoked Cali.
I'm talking about everybody that's 21 and up. Sorry. You know, 21 and up.
But now I feel like we pretty much getting the same kind of weed. You know? Like, it's not that exclusive.
Nah. It's just a different experience.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a fire, but I don't want my friend. I can't let my city down, okay?
I'm not putting New York down. I just
feel
like...
All street pharmacists.
So,
boom. You guys are essential.
The most potent weed. Same friend. Same shit talking in the background. Same month.
Jesus.
May 2011.
I need to take a break.
I am thoroughly upset that Piff isn't around anymore.
Oh, wow.
Because when Piff was around, that shit used to take your fucking soul. Like,
take your breath away.
Sleep. That is literally the most potent weed I've ever smoked to this day. And I've had some dope-ass Cali weed. To this day, don't nothing take my soul piff like some fucking Piff from 2011. Because I'm at my man's crib. He get on the phone with his older brother. He walking back and forth. I'm just like, all right, so I'm just in the room. I'm going to just keep... Mm-hmm. But then after a while, I'm just like,
damn, I'm high.
Nigga, come take this L from me.
So where are you,
like,
bro?
Please come back.
You left me.
And I'm so
high. Should I put it out?
I'm so high, I'm not even thinking to put it out. So, you know what I mean? Okay. I'm just thinking, like, it's in my hand. So I gotta smoke it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
crazy. Taking it back
crazy.
To when rules... Remember when the rules mattered?
Yeah.
There was a time when we used to really.
I just didn't like that puff puff pass.
Our friend. Okay, I mean, not that.
Puffs? What the hell is that?
Yeah. Nah.
Oh, it's mad bright in here. I don't want nobody to think I'm smoking. Like, dumb days. Like, yeah.
Oh,
when the rules really mattered. Yeah, you got to put in.
Sheesh.
No. We all put in on this. Big facts. Ooh. Big facts. And you had...
That was the days.
If niggas kept their integrity, these weeder kids wouldn't exist.
Honestly.
And on that note... Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. Oh, ambulance.
You know what I mean? I don't mean to be the weed police, but y'all niggas need to do better. Stop ashing in places where, you know what I mean, it's really unacceptable. Like, that shit crazy. Anywho, let the people know where they can find y'all. Let them know what y'all got going on in the future. What type of things you done created, done manifested for yourself.
Oh, man.
This is amazing. Going on. Tell them about your tea.
So, I told you guys I sell tea.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Toya's Tea.
Toya's Tea.
On Instagram,
make sure you get some Toya's
Facebook,
Tea.
Facebook, you know.
Toya's Tea.
And my main page is Crash, K-R-A-S-S-H .fit. And that's it. You're going to see
me. Right, because you staying fit. You be in a gym.
You know, I try to get back. 2020 was hard for me, you know what I'm saying? But we made it.
You made it.
Thank God. Good to see all the faces in here.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? Go back with a lot of these people here, especially RB. Thank you for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a blessing.
They've been on my neck. They've been putting me on the podcast.
They're my brother.
Support your friends. Make sure they, right. You know what I mean? If they want to support you, let them support you. You know what I mean? Let them come on your couch.
One more thing I got going on.
Go ahead.
So I am donating to Venezuela. And in on my main page, the Crash Fit page, mm-hmm. I have a GoFundMe link on my Linktree. I just did my, you know.
Yeah.
So click the link.
Check that out. Show
some love. Shout out to that.
I pick up clothes, mm-hmm. you know, shoes, summer clothes. Whatever you guys got.
You guys can email. The people if you have anything, email. Let us know.
Real broke, you know. COVID is horrible on them right now, too. So
Giving back to Venezuela. Let's get it.
For sure. Thank you.
What about you, Mel? What you got?
You can find me on the Toya T page, because that's the page that I manage.
All right.
That's my manager, you know. Manager, co-owner, co-everything. That's right.
You support your lady.
Told you. That's my rock, you know. Remember in the beginning when she asked y'all if she's at work, she's grounded, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Find yourself pretty someone grounded, people.
I like that.
Because it'll save your life.
That's a fact. Yo. And I'm going to bring that to a close. It's your boy, R.B. King, a.k.a. Mr. Spliffendor, a.k.a. Tony Spark. Because I'm sparking. Make sure you follow the Smoking Words podcast. That's Smoke, the letter N, Words with a Z at the end. Powered by Cyrus NYC. You know what I mean? Shouts to Chopper Rossi. Shouts to Cream VP. Shouts to Classic Films. We out here. We are sponsored by Punchline Punch. Make sure you follow Punchline Punch on all social media. What? What happened?
I felt the whammy. Shout out to
you. Felt the whammy. She felt the whammy.
It's taking me like 20 minutes to roll this, and I'm trying
punch
to figure out why.
Punch in here, she felt the whammy. That's going to be the slogan.
Don't even make fun of me. I watched
the
clips.
Did you feel the whammy? Do you feel it now, Mr. Grimes? I'm splat. Yo. Yo, make sure you follow the Smoking Words podcast. Hey, nigga, smokingwords.com. This shit is out here. You know what I mean? Everything is on there. Smokingwords.com.
Check
Let's
it
get
out,
it.
Y'all.
Smokingwords.com, motherfucker.
Support your friends.
That's how we doing it. And make sure like I said, follow Punchline Punch. I got the bud. I got the punch. And I got the bars, too. You already know I spit. Because I got bars, too. So make sure you follow my
big
personal page, Punchlines with a Z, the letter R, the letter B. I also have a website for that shit, too. RBKingdom.live, motherfucker. All my music. B.I.D. is out. Break it down. And the intro for the Smoking Words podcast, titled Smoking Words, is out right now. Both streaming on all platforms. Woo. And that's a fucking wrap.
Yeah. Nice.